Thanks for coming in, Mr. Mahoney. Do you have your member ID card?
Yep, I have it right here in the FEP Blue app. See?
Great.
It's awesome. The app can also help me find a provider and keep tabs on my deductibles.
Okay, can I...
Oh, yeah, and my out-of-pocket spending and visit limits, and I can call the nurse line.
I'm really glad it does all that, but I only need to see your member ID card.
Oh, that's it? Why didn't you say so?
Fearless is just one tap away. With the new FEP Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, you can access your health benefits on the go. Download it now at fepblue.org/app.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's plate this dish on a Monday, November 14th, and a Tuesday, November 15th. It is another installment of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your only place to get Lions content each and every day. Long form is right here on audioboom.com or on iTunes. It's the Locked On Podcast Network. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Matt Derry with you. Another week coming up, and the Lions are back. Jim Caldwell spoke today. Players got back to the facility, and they will return to the field this Sunday for a game against the Jacksonville Jaguars as, yes, let me repeat, a first-place team. We'll get into it coming up. We'll also discuss how Jim Caldwell maybe gets unfairly criticized for something that happened this past weekend with the Lions not playing. The NFC North, a report from Jason LaCanfora from CBSSports.com on Matthew Stafford. All that coming up right here on Locked On Lions. Brought to you today by Freddy's Pizza in Melvindale. Open for lunch Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. to close, 17900 Allen Road in Melvindale, or check them out online at Freddy, F-R-E-D-I, thepizzaman.com. And by SeatGeek.com, download the mobile app for the easiest way to buy tickets and use the promo code LOLIONS to get $20 off your first purchase. What's going on, everybody? Hope you had a good weekend. Kind of interesting watching football on Sunday without the Lions, who, of course, as I said before, now sit atop the NFC North at 5-4. They own the tiebreaker over the Minnesota Vikings after knocking off the Vikings a couple of weeks ago. Yesterday, great news for the Lions. Seriously, they don't play, so we don't have to make any jokes about, oh, well, the Lions didn't lose this weekend. They didn't play. One of the classic old bits of all time, dating back to the WDFN days when I was at 11:30 and my boy John Bloom used to say that in his updates. Well, Lions won't lose this weekend. They're on a bye. I mean, just a classic old bit. But the Lions sit at 5-4 in first place because, of course, they own the tiebreaker over the Vikings. The Vikings yesterday get shellacked. Well, not shellacked, but they were down early, rallied, and then lost to the Redskins 26-20. So Minnesota, after going 5-0 and looking like they were going to run away with the division, now has dropped four in a row. They're a mess. Jake Long, their left tackle, who is replacing Matt Khalil, or I should say Andre Smith, he got hurt. So the Vikings are just a train wreck right now, and they're so banged up. And then, of course, the Packers yesterday, who gave up a 47-burger to the Tennessee Titans. 47-25 defeat, finger-pointing in Green Bay. Issues all around. Bakhtiari, one of their top offensive linemen, gets hurt. It's been an absolute, just a stink bomb being laid by the Packers lately. They've lost three in a row. So at one point, the Vikings were 5-0. The Packers were 4-1, or 4-2. And it looked like the Lions were going to be fighting with the Bears for third place. Now, on November 14th, the Lions off a bye with Jacksonville coming in, kind of in the driver's seat in the division, as scary as that is. Now, am I going to sit here and celebrate here on Locked On Lions, and we'll take your tweets if you want to tweet us throughout the week? I'll read them later in the week. And tomorrow, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, I don't think there's any reason to sit here and gloat and crow and celebrate and dance over the Lions sitting at 5-4 in first place. But think about it. We're halfway through, or more than halfway through the season. The Lions have a shot to win this game or this division and win these next two games and sit comfortably in the division. It's a fact. They're going to be well rested. They're going to have a bad Jacksonville team in it. And let me be the first to say at 4:03, as I look at the clock and record this podcast on Monday, let me be the first to say this game this Sunday is dangerous. It's very dangerous. Because everybody says, oh, the Lions will kill Jacksonville. Jags have lost four in a row. They're terrible. Bortles threw his ninth pick six of his young career yesterday in another Jaguar defeat. Okay? Everybody's going to pick the Lions. Everybody's going to say they're toast. Jacksonville lost to Houston at home. Houston's no good. All this stuff. I'm telling you, Sunday's game at Ford Field is a dangerous game. It's not going to be as easy as everybody says it is. So be aware of that, Lions fans. Very, very interesting. Something that happened over the weekend. You know, it's interesting. You watch a lot of football, and I dedicated some time over the weekend to some games that probably maybe I wouldn't have done because I've got other things in my life, my wife, my kids, everything else that's going on. The Oakland games I've been doing, and got a little Golden Grizzlies basketball tonight on Channel 20 against Western Michigan that I'm doing with Neil Rule, having a blast to broadcasting those games. But Saturday night, I took the time to watch the entire Michigan-Iowa football game. And it was a great football game. It really was. It was entertaining. It was hard-hitting. You could tell Michigan is very good. And yes, they lost, and we know the outcome of that. You know what's funny, though? End of the game, the Iowa kicker, you know, steps up and drills home the game-winning field goal. And a couple hours later, or even in the next morning, start to see some still photos of everything that goes on. And if you noticed, and I placed it on the front right there as part of our picture, our avatar for today's podcast. If you notice, I placed it on there. Michigan had 10 players on the field for the final field goal, the Iowa game-winning field goal. 10 players on the field. The great Jim Harbaugh, Jesus in khakis, the Messiah in Ann Arbor, who is one of the best college, pro, it doesn't matter what level. Okay, Jim Harbaugh can flat out coach. Look what he did with Jake Rudock last year and turning him into a viable college option who's now on an NFL practice squad. Look what he's doing this year with redshirt sophomore, nearly transferred Wilton Spate. All right, and if you watch Michigan football over the last couple of years, you just see a tremendous difference in the way they play the game as opposed to before that with Brady Hoke and before that, of course, with Rich Rodriguez. Jim Harbaugh can coach. But Jim Harbaugh's team had 10 men on the field for the last play and nearly got in there with Chris Wormley and even blocked that kick. You know what would have helped? Maybe in getting to that kick, another player on the field? 10 men on the field. Imagine if that were Jim Caldwell and that were the Lions, and those were the Lions. Could you imagine the uproar that would be going on around this town and this market? Oh, vintage Caldwell, he can't count to 11, right? Jim Caldwell can't. We've heard it before. Caldwell's had issues with numbers this year, last year, with 10 men on the field. I believe they had 12 men on the field at one point earlier this year. And guys were running off. They had to call a timeout. The Lions have had issues with men on the too many men on the field and not enough guys on the field. 10 guys on the field to try to block a kick. 10 guys on the field on punt protection. Okay, that's happened. And Jim Caldwell has been raked over the coals for it. But I just sort of noticed no one's saying a word about Harbaugh, are they? Is anybody saying anything? Is anybody going, hey, you know what? That's really poor coaching by Jim Harbaugh. Now, don't get me wrong. This has nothing to do with personalities or how these two guys look or anything else. But I'm just saying Jim Caldwell would just be skewered by the Detroit media. Harbaugh puts 10 men on the field for the biggest play of the season? Not a word. Not a word. And today, I guess he explained down in Ann Arbor, yeah, we're supposed to have this guy off. I don't even know the guy's name, Cannell or something, supposed to be off, and the two guys ran off, and they had 10 men on the field. Albeit, remember, they also took a timeout to try to ice the Iowa kicker. So twice they lined up for that play, and twice they lined up wrong. But not a word, not there won't be a peep saying Jim Harbaugh didn't know how to count. But boy, if that was Jim Caldwell, phew, look out. I mean, I can't believe I'm defending Jim Caldwell. And look, don't get me wrong, okay? I'd rather have Jim Harbaugh coaching the Lions than Jim Caldwell. I'd rather have Jim Harbaugh coaching Michigan than Jim Caldwell. I'd rather have Jim Harbaugh coaching U of D High okay, than Jim Caldwell. Okay, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying it's kind of an interesting double standard and free pass that Harbaugh gets, whereas with Caldwell, that's always placed up on the bulletin board when people are throwing the arrows at Caldwell. Harbaugh does the same thing, and no one says anything. Well, the officials and the face mask, and Spate didn't play well, and they couldn't run the football, and blah blah blah. Anybody want to point the finger at the head coach here for doing something Caldwell does a lot? Just throwing it out there. Hey, I got to tell you about my main man, Freddie Bello at Freddie's Pizza in Melvindale. If you're looking for a great slice of pizza and a great New York slice and you don't know where to go for lunch, it's simple. You go to Melvindale at 17900 Allen Road to Freddie's Pizza. They're open for lunch Monday through Friday starting at 10:30 a.m. It's just 5 minutes from Lions training camp and the Lions facility down there in Allen Park. All right. Best goulash ravioli in New York slices around. And the great thing about Freddie's is it's great pricing, too. You go in there for lunch, you get a lunch special of two New York slices of pizza and a drink for under $5, $4.99, all right? Holidays are coming up. You want to get catering done with Freddy's? It's simple. Go to Freddy the Pizza Man, F-R-E-D-I, thepizzaman.com. Check out the menu. Get yourself a full tray of mostaccioli, full antipasto, and three extra large pizzas for $7 per person. Feed up to 15 people. Double it up, feed 30 for $14 per person. Just give them 1 to 2 day notice, all right? Freddie the Pizza Man, F-R-E-D-I, thepizzaman.com. Also, don't forget, go in there and say SOL, Stafford, our leader, and you'll get yourself a dinner portion of goulash and ravioli and a New York slice he'll throw in there for 9 cents. Matthew Stafford's number 9. That's Freddie the Pizza Man, F-R-E-D-I, thepizzaman.com. All right, we continue on here on a Monday Unlocked on Lions. Big report over the weekend, and we got to get into it. Jason Lockenfora of CBS reporting that Matthew Stafford's agents, CAA Sports out of L.A., will seek a deal for Stafford worth $25 million per season, and it's a number that his agents had in mind before this season, to which, of course, Matthew Stafford has had a breakout year. He has been absolutely tremendous. He, of course, turns 29 in February, and he has said before he would love to get another deal before he turns 30. Stafford is a free agent after next season, but you would think that the Lions would go to him about a contract extension after this year and lock him up, because the last thing you want to do is tempt your fate in a contract year or anything else with Matthew Stafford and not lock him up long term. He's been a top three quarterback in the league in terms of passer rating all year. He's carried this Lions offense all season long. And I guess my question to you guys is there anybody out there that's not going to give him this money? He wants to become the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. He wants to make $25 million per season. All right, Andrew Luck makes $24.6 million per season, signing the richest contract extension this past offseason, at a five-year, $123 million clip that, quite honestly, Andrew Luck probably deserves. He's really, really good, and he's been to AFC title games. He's won playoff games, something Matthew Stafford hasn't done. But if you compare the body of work this season, Matthew Stafford's better. Andrew Luck's had a pretty darn good year again this year. He's bounced back from last year where he was throwing interception after interception. But Stafford's been better. And Matthew Stafford doesn't have the interception bug that Andrew Luck appears to have, right? I mean, this is a guy right now in Stafford who has just been absolutely fantastic all year long. He has carried this Lions team. Is there anybody out there that's not going to give him that kind of scratch at $25 million per season? I'm interested, if you want to tweet to me about this, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. This, to me, is a no-brainer. A no-brainer for the Lions to lock up Matthew Stafford. And for his agents to want him to be the highest-paid quarterback in the league? Certainly. Matthew Stafford is not as good as Tom Brady. Of course, Matthew Stafford is not as good as Ben Roethlisberger, or Drew Brees, or even Aaron Rodgers. But if the going rate is $25 million a year, and Andrew Luck makes $24 million, and Jay Cutler makes more than Stafford, who's making, what, $17.5 million this year? It's time to pay the man. Even the Stafford haters, you can't argue with the results this season. You can't. He has just been absolutely tremendous all year long. And he's led the team on 5 comeback wins. And this is the price you pay. Where would this football team be without Matthew Stafford? Where are they now without Calvin Johnson? First place. Where are they now without Ndamukong Suh? First place. Now, do I want Calvin Johnson back if he elected to come out of retirement tomorrow? Of course. Would I want Ndamukong Suh back to dominate the interior of the defensive line? Absolutely, I would. But right now, the one guy that's remaining is Matthew Stafford. The one guy that has been the one constant all season through injuries on the defense, through a young offensive line, is Stafford. This is absolutely 100% a lock. Who's better, Matthew Stafford or Joe Flacco? Flacco averages more than $22 million per season, according to SportTrack. Carson Palmer or Matthew Stafford? I'll take Stafford. And I like Carson Palmer. He's at over $22 million a year. Drew Brees? Yeah, I'm a Brees fan. All right? Stafford's on the books next year for $16.5 million. You don't think he's not going to want to renegotiate or start anew or whatever this offseason? He has been that good. It's been surprising. Yes, I want to see it for the rest of the year, but now we're talking a pretty big sample size going back to the middle of last year when Jim Bob Cooter took over for Joe Lombardi. This is a must that the Lions pay him this money. Sorry, this is what the going rate is. All right? And if the Lions are going to extend and hand out new contracts to the likes of Theo Riddick, Sam Martin, and Darius Slay, sorry, Matthew Stafford is more valuable than all three of those guys. So he appears to be a top priority for this franchise. I think he wants to stay. I think ownership does not want to let him go. Get it done. All right? I hate to play this card. It's not our money, but this isn't like baseball where you got to be smart with your money. Look at the baseball team in town and how strapped they're going to be financially for a little while because of the big contracts they've handed out. All right? The Tigers could do without Justin Upton's $22 million a year. The Lions, they have to have Matthew Stafford. Because tell me who else is on this roster. Danny Orlovsky and Jake Rudock, forget it. No, that's not to say that Tyler Collins and Anthony Gose and Jacoby Jones aren't as good as Justin Upton, but you see my point. The Tigers stayed afloat last year with Justin Upton sucking. If Matthew Stafford sucks, forget it. The Lions are dead. He's proven over the first nine games of this season and the last 7 of last year that you got to pay the man. You just kind of see it with the eye test, the look in his eye, the throws he's making. This to me is a no-brainer. And I wouldn't have said this at the start of the year. I would have said, you know what? Play it out next year at $16.5 million and make him earn his money. He's earned it right now. He really has. He's been tremendous. And according to this, you know, Jason Lock and Forrest CBS report, absolutely he should want $25 million, and he should want to be the highest paid quarterback in the league, highest paid player in the league. And some people will say, well, how's that possible? Do you know the highest paid player in the NFL was last year? I think it was Jay Cutler. All right, quarterbacks get paid in this league, period. There's a lot of bad ones, a lot of bad ones. So I would do that in a heartbeat. I would. Hey, guys, got to tell you about SeatGeek. My goodness gracious, if you're looking for tickets to just about anything, Pistons, Red Wings, Lions this Sunday against Jacksonville, you want to sit on the 50? You want to sit in the upper deck? Maybe you don't want to pay that much money. You want to sit up high and just be in the stadium. The place to go is SeatGeek, the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close in person this season. Really, it's nothing like being in the stadium. Sunday it should be rocking at Ford Field. Don't worry. Don't hit up these other sites. All right, go to SeatGeek.com or actually download the SeatGeek app on your phone. It is so easy. I've got it on my phone. It's so easy, hassle-free, and it takes no time at all. All right, it's the easiest way I found to shop for tickets for whatever it is. Concerts, you name it. All right, and you can be anywhere. With just a few taps to your phone, you can instantly find seats for this weekend or really any game this season. You want to go to the Michigan-Indiana game this weekend? There's tickets right there at SeatGeek.com. All right, my listeners, I got a deal for you. You want a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase? It is simple. Go to your phone right now. Get your phone out. Get your $20 rebate on your tickets. All you got to do is download the SeatGeek app, all right? Go to the settings tab and click add a promo code. Enter promo code LOLIONS. That's Locked On Lions, LOLIONS. And SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. It's awesome, all right? Download the SeatGeek app. Enter promo code LOLIONS today. It's a must. SeatGeek, they do a great, great job. All right, so the Lions get the Jags coming up this week. We're going to we're working on trying to get a Lions player on. We'll get somebody on from Jacksonville again this week. But, boy, what a weekend for the Lions and not even playing. As they watch Green Bay get slaughtered, Minnesota go down early to the Redskins and lose, the Bears lose again at 2-7. Cutler throws a pick six to Chris Conte, his former teammate with the Bears, now with the Bucks. Alshon Jeffrey suspended 4 games. For violating the league's performance-enhancing drug policy. My goodness gracious. But the one thing Jim Caldwell said today at his news conference, and he's right, he's not talking about first place with his team. He says all they're doing is focusing on Jacksonville, and that's the message he had for his team, is that they're just in the second game of the third quarter. And he stayed consistent with that. So for all the hand-wringing about Caldwell, and we might have some this week if they... you know, blow a game, burn a timeout, whatever it is. And we got on him after the Houston game. And I'm still not sold on Jim Caldwell being the guy when this team really makes the move. But you know what? Look at the standings. He's got his team in first place. As crazy as that is. All right, that'll do it for Lockdown Lions for a Monday into Tuesday. Thanks to FreddyThePizzaMan.com and SeatGeek for sponsoring today's broadcast. Enjoyed it. Matt Derry with you, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst. Catalyst.